And we are back for our second and final hour of the growth and development of jazz. We ended the first hour a little early for us to take advantage of the fact that as we move further and further into the 20th century, jazz recordings start to get longer. For the most part, the song structures that musicians used at vehicle to improvise on didn't get any longer, but the amount of space devoted to those improvisation gets longer and longer. Thinking mathematically for a moment, on your typical Louis Armstrong recording from the 1920s, or even some of his recordings from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, a typical solo might be anywhere from 12 to maybe 32 measures or bars long. Occasionally, he would go through a longer tune twice for a total of 64 bars, but that's about the max. Even in the 30s and 40s, as we make the switch from swing to bebop, solos are still a small part of the total performance. If a tune was 32 bars long, then the soloist would usually take one time through the tune, or 32 bars, maybe two times for 64 bars through the tune. If we think back to that first Basie recording, the solos were divided into 8-bar segments. All of this is understandable given that the music was still dance and popular music. The longer solos, 32 or 64 bars long, are still in the context of supporting the nature of dance music. Also, the number of soloists on any given recording was usually limited to one or two. As we make the shift into bebop, the main focus of the music starts to move away from keeping a steady beat for the dancers and interpreting popular songs of the day to the songs being a vehicle for the improvisers to demonstrate his skill at solving the musical problems that each song represents. I have to say that the music still kept a very steady beat. We now have soloists beginning to take longer and longer solos. This movement from dance music was also critical when we think about the popularity of jazz. To finish my mathematical point on the recording of Giant Steps, John Coltrane takes quite a few courses, well over 8, on a form that is 16 bars long for over 128 bars. Sticking with the idea of math, the tune is 16 bars long, which takes about 20 seconds to perform, and the recording is over 3 minutes long, which means that over 3/4 of the recording are devoted to solo improvisations. Let's hear that tune one more time and then one more Miles Davis recording from 1959 album, Kind of Blue, the tune So What. After that recording, we will try to connect this music from the late 50s to today. Keep in mind that many of these styles are still being used today. We'll be right back. that was Miles Davis's So What? I think by now we all have at least a few ideas to help us answer that question, what is jazz? We will all come up with some different answers. Now to add a few complications to the mix. We have skipped over a few styles, but not to worry, we will spend time in each of the major styles this semester. As we start to enter the late 50s and early 60s, jazz musicians are trying to use their music for an even wider form of expression. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see what impact this had on the sound of their music.